Welcome to the Next M podcast. Tech at heart, ignition in mind.
Welcome to the Next M podcast. My name is Lars Peters and I'm here with Itamar Benedi. He is the CEO and founder of Anzu.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Itamar. Anzu is maybe not known for everyone. What does the company deal with? What's the idea of the company?
So we at Anzu do in-game advertising. We're trying to basically help the big brands and agencies to look into the gaming and esports media and to make it very accessible for them. So the way we do that, we integrate with the biggest games in the world. We work with games across Xbox, PlayStation, PC, mobile, basically all the platforms. And we allow the game developers to convert objects inside the game into ad placement. And of course, to have full control over content, data, pricing, and etc. And the beauty here is that we grant easy access to the brands because we can basically sell and buy the media in a programmatic way. So we're an SSP, we're integrated into all the DSPs. So from whatever media buying platform the brand is using, we can run the campaign like within a few minutes.
Wow, those were many information. Now we have to take this one by one. So let's start with the gaming part.
Sure.
So just to get a better idea. So let's imagine that I'm a gamer, or I would be a gamer. You probably are one. Do you play games, computer games? Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, so I'm actually not a gamer. My two partners in Anzu, Ben, our chief product, and Mickey, our CTO, are gamers. I come from an advertising background, and we're basically combining deep tech, gaming, and advertising in what we're doing.
However, exactly, gaming is like really on the rise. It's just growing quickly or dynamically. There are so many people now getting involved into esports and gaming and whatever there is. So there's kind of a big market. And so far, there has hardly been any advertising in those games. Is that the point where you come in, or where Anzu comes in, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, today gaming is basically, it's became the biggest entertainment platform. And it's actually also like a pop culture, right? Because those big games are brands by themselves. So we saw that on the one side, gaming and esports is growing very, very fast. But there is a lack of business model around advertising and around growth. So that's exactly where we're trying to position Anzu.
And what I can remember, like computer games have been around now for 25 years or probably even longer, but the discussion about having ads or advertising in computer games, I can remember, was already a topic like 15 years ago. So what has happened now that now Anzu's coming, popping up, and obviously being kind of successful or filling a market niche? Why is there a new need right now?
Good question. So there were great companies a decade ago, like Massive and Double Fusion. And like in one sentence, they were just too early to market. First, they were before the programmatic days. So now being able to run the campaign fully programmatic, fully automated, means a lot to how scalable this can be. But of course, there is a lot of more reasons. Another one is the rise of esports and game streaming. Back in the days, there was no business around that. Now it's becoming a very hot topic with a lot of media budgets behind it. Another reason was that the tech wasn't ready back in the days. So there was no connectivity in the devices and there wasn't always a strong enough tech to do the ad pixel perfect. Another trend is around free to play. So the Fortnite success of bringing a free to play game in comparison to most of the AAA games that you pay in advance $50, $60 to buy the game, puts advertising in a much more of like of a position to be fulfilled. Because with free games, it makes more sense, right? The launch of Google Stadia, which is a subscription model for games instead of a prepayment model, also is aligned with advertising. There's actually a lot of more reasons. We can only one hour about that. But one more thing I can mention is there is now a consolidation around the game engines with Unreal and Unity, making the gaming side, the integration to Anzu much more automatic than how it was like a decade ago.
Okay, so, well, obviously there is this need and I can now follow it. I was on your website, of course, just to get a better impression of what you are doing. And there was like this picture, like the before and after picture. So like there's a car where you would be like the speed driver probably, and the landscape around is kind of, nothing really happening. It's like all grayish. And then like after, there are like billboards and there's advertising. So generally, what kind of ads do you integrate in those games? Are those like kind of billboards? What is it? How does it work?
Sure. I mean, for me, advertising is a question of a trade-off between user experience and user value. On the one side, in most cases, advertising is being seen as something that is harming the user experience. And that's exactly what we want to change. So in some cases, ads can make the game more realistic. And billboards is a good example of that. But of course, there is a lot of flexibility around how ads can be involved within the other platform inside games. So it can be logos and t-shirts. It can be around buildings. Basically, we like to see it as taking ads from the real world and bringing them into the gaming world and enjoying all the benefits from digital advertising, like targeting, personalization, and automation. So the same as how you see ads in the real world, we want you to see ads in the games.
And those are, like, generally, if I was like an advertiser or a media company or a media agency, I would give you like a 2D standard banner or so and deliver it to Enzo and I tell you, please integrate it in like this kind of computer game or to this target group. And then you would make like a 3D version out of it. Or how do I have to imagine that? Yeah. Is that like the trick that Enzo is delivering here?
Sure. So basically, I mean, we support both the standard IAB formats, banner, videos, and interactive ad formats, but also we support more like special productions and special shapes, because on the one side, we want to make it very easy and accessible for the brands through the programmatic channels to buy our media. But then also we want to be able to support more of like productions and what creative agencies do for bigger campaigns. So how our tech works is that we replace the texture of the object that we want to convert into an ad placement with the content coming from the brand. So we're actually in real time replacing it. The effect of that is, number one, that this is like a pixel perfect, very immersive, authentic ad. The ad is not just put it on top of the game, it's actually becoming part of the game now. So that's a very crucial part of making this a success. And then second, we can support all shapes and sizes and formats. So some of them are the standard to IAB ones, which is easier to access, but also more special productions we can do.
Yeah. Okay. So how does it work like for those people who are programming those games? They have to keep in mind from the beginning that there need to be some spots or there could be some places within the game that they could, or that there could be some advertisements or advertisements. So how would you... How do they think, or how do they need to think from the beginning when they are developing such a game? Or can they do it afterwards when they're saying like, okay, do we want to earn some more money? So here you need to insert spaces for advertising. How does it work?
Sure. So the beauty in Anzu is the automation and the ease of use. So basically, we're integrated into all of the game engines, the Unity engine, the Unreal engine, and the native custom engine. And basically we allow the game developer, before the game is built, after the game is built, whenever he wants, just to choose the objects you want to monetize and to decide like if it's going to be a video or a banner and what content to approve. So it's like a very easy and smooth process. You don't need to be a programmer even to do it. And that's part of the beauty of why we see huge growth coming from the Anzu platform, because of the ease of use for the games and the brands to work with us.
And does video really work within a computer game? Doesn't it distract while you're using or focusing on what the game is doing that you need to see also like 20 seconds of a video ad?
So, I mean, it's a good question. And of course, some developers want only to focus on like static banners. And some developers are implementing videos. What we see in general across video is, number one, it's in general shorter videos, maybe like 6, 12 seconds, not more than that. Also for the young adults, longer videos don't really work anymore. Their attention is very limited. Wow. So that's number one. Number two, it's a question of how you implement it within the game, how there is environments that videos and rewarded videos are very authentic, and then it makes sense. And of course, we can also connect the video to the gameplay. So for example, to give the user a reward for interacting with the video. And then basically our platform enables a lot of different scenarios, and it's up to the game developer to choose what fits his world. Of course, video ads pay more for the games than the static one. So it's the same trade-off between the user value and the user experience. And then some games choose one and some choose the opposite. And we also see a lot of games trying, like in the beginning, only working with few placements and only banners and only in few countries and only one game. And then as they get more confident from the platform, they implement more and more options.
Right.
But video, it is a big opportunity because like we see $30 and even more of eCPMs of coming from the brand. So there's a big revenue opportunity here. But of course, to do it right and not to harm their experience is the key here.
Yeah, right. So that the users or the players still do have fun and enjoying the game and also taking in, of course, the ads. So it's important that you are connected to the internet. Otherwise, everything will not work. You mentioned it before. People either buy a game, a computer game for 56 euros or so, then it's probably ad-free, or they would play it online. And if they are playing it online, then you have the opportunity to insert the advertising, right? So the connection to the internet is crucial.
Yes, but maybe I'll give two important comments here. Number one, we support a scenario of like connectivity lost. So for example, we can keep in the backend some ads. And if now for a few minutes or even almost an hour, there is no internet, we can still serve the ads. But most of the games, you need the internet to play the games, right? So right. So it's not really something that's happening a lot. That's number one. Number two, we also see a lot of ads in games that you pay for the games. And our vision is basically to make those games cheaper and more affordable and to open them to more markets. I mean, the power of the internet is like making the world more connected. And in the video market business, there's still very good games that are only offered for a very small portion of the world.
Because they are so expensive.
Exactly. So if we can help these game developers to build a business model from advertisement, we see a real opportunity to make these games more cheaper. And I'm not sure if 2 or 5 years from now, people will pay for games how much they're paying today. They see Fortnite, and that's a free-to-play model. And I predict there is going to be a trend of moving into more free-to-play versions or cheaper versions of the games. And that's why advertising is spot on for that.
Yeah. That makes completely sense, because then you also can try a game if you really enjoy it or not, if you don't have to invest so much money.
Exactly.
How much information do you have on those gamers when you want to deliver the advertisements? Do they have to log in? Do you get like third-party data as well? Can you connect to other platforms to really deliver those gamers that the advertiser would like to have?
Okay, so first, I mean, it's important to mention that, you know, advertising and digital advertising is a lot about personalization and targeting. And the more people see the ads as content we want to consume and less as ads, then the ads will do a better effect. And for example, like a lot of the most videos on YouTube, like the most shown ones are actually ads, but done very, very right, very good. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of different ways to make this very personalized and very targeted. But of course, there is, you know, GDPR and data rules. On the one side, we get data from the games themselves, and this helps us to be more relevant with our ads. Second, we are integrating into all of the data platforms, like the big data platforms that's the, you know, the brands and the DSPs work with. Third, we're also having our basically data play. But important to mention, we don't collect data on the server side. Everything is done on the client so that it's aligned with like the GDPR rules. So trying to balance between keeping the privacy of the end users and still being able to offer something more personalized and relevant.
So would you consider yourself just as being another outlet, or that those computer games are just another outlet for companies who want to run ads on different channels, no matter if they are like normal written pages or if it's like streaming content or if it's gaming in that matter?
Yeah.
Is it more or less the same then, and it wouldn't matter because you're connected to the same data management platforms and it does not really matter where you would reach out to you, to the game or to the customer?
I mean, the way we look at that is that advertising is, of course, a very, very big business, more than $200 million a year. Gaming is also a very big business. It's bigger than the NBA and the NFL combined. But today, the overlap between gaming and advertising is very small. And the reason is that the big games don't show ads. And that's because they're not happy from the user experience of how most of the ads are being shown today. But for games and brands to work directly, there is a lot of tech needed. How do you align to the advertising protocols from OpenRTB to DSPs to brand safety to ad viewability to brand lift to creative? And then there's also like a lot of requirements from the gaming side, content management, data management, pixel perfect ad experience, audit of cyber and security protocols. So all of that is basically what we do to make it very easy for games to build the business model around advertising while not harming the user experience, mm-hmm. and for the brands to make it very accessible and to grant easy access to buy that.
So easy access is one point, but also you want to run successful campaigns. Can you prove the ad effect of campaigns taking place within computer games?
Of course. I mean, we believe is that if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. First, we launched the first ad viewability solution in the world for gaming and for 3D world gamings and for console games. And for us, this is like a big reason why gaming didn't become a big media spend for the big brands. Until now, you could not know, you could not even count impressions. You could not understand for how many seconds the user see the ads. What is the size of the ad from the whole screen? How much of the ad is actually being seen? So first, having this ad viewability solution, which is also audited by the brand safety providers, gives a lot of confidence for the marketers of spending in gaming and in esports. But on top of that, seeing the ad is one thing. But the second thing is exactly what you mentioned. How do you still improve the effectiveness? And in that sense, there is two main things that we're doing. One, there is a lot of research from top universities and top study faculties around the effectiveness of in-game advertising. But the second thing is that still marketers want to see their very specific example and not in general about the effectiveness. So we partner with brand lift companies to show the effectiveness of a specific campaign and to give more confidence for the marketers that this is the right channel to further explore. And on top of all that, there's also, let's call it the basic stuff. Today, there's a lot of frauds in advertising and in programmatic. Working with AAA games, working with console environments, and integrating into the game engine directly allows us to offer a much more cleaner environment for the marketers. And we also have like third-party vendors that can audit that. That's number one. Number two, brand safety. In social media, in YouTube, in those platforms, there's still a lot of problems around brand safety and making sure the content is being seen in the right place. Right. With gaming, because there is no user-generated content, we can, of course, control that much better. And part of our targeting capabilities is that the brand can decide to run a campaign on a specific game or in specific game genre. So the combination of fraud-free, brand safety, ad viewability, and brand lift all together gives like basically the campaign effectiveness that we want to show to the marketers.
That sounds pretty clear. You mentioned before that you are using a CPM model to get those, well, this paid then, obviously. Is there any difference that are people using like or playing those games being just one person in front of a screen, or are they like there maybe are two or three or four of them? Do you take this into consideration, how many people there are in front of the screen?
So yes, I mean, part of like the technology behind our ad viewability solution is the ability to count and track impressions in a 3D world in complicated environments, which of course is very important real-time data to provide to the marketers. But eventually, you know, like the big game developers, they will have their own pricing. And part of that is how many people play the game, how many people play like in the same time. Bigger games that have also esports tournaments have their audiences as being seen as more premium. So there'll be like a higher cost around that. Eventually, we're just trying to help the big games to fulfill their potential from advertising with their audiences. But of course, games that don't have like a huge user base or like high engagement levels will find it harder to more successfully advertising.
And those games usually have like a lifespan of a couple of years. Some of them are like on a hype or having a hype for 2 or 3 years and then just well, more or less vanish. Others stay on top for a longer period of time. How do you deal with that? Does that influence business model in any way, or that just doesn't matter? Because if it's like 10 years, it would be even better because you could monetize it even better on a longer period of time.
I mean, our platform is self-serve, so the game developers don't need anything from us to launch the campaign, which is part of like the power behind the platform. On the one side, yes, games that you are being played for more time have more eyeballs opportunities. But on the other side, after brands will advertise for a long time in a specific game, maybe it will be a bit exhausted. So it's a trade-off between the two, but it doesn't really impact our model because there is so many good games out there today and so many different platforms we support and so many different brands looking into gaming and esports. We predict that in the next year or two, every brand will have an in-house gaming strategy, and we're exactly in the right place to help them to build that.
So what would you recommend any brand who wants to get involved into computer gaming? What should they do as a first step? How do you get connected to this world of gaming?
Yeah. I mean, there is a big education piece around working with the brands around gaming and esports strategy. A lot of the marketers are not fully aware what gaming has become. So today, 86% of the people connected to the internet play at least one game a month. That's 2.4. That's 2.4 billion people. And a surprising fact is that it's both genders, all ages, all income level. So actually, you can reach almost any person in the world through games. Of course, that's the mobile games, the console games, sport games, first-party shooter games. Each game has a different audience, and we help the marketers to focus on the right audiences. But the best tip I can give to the brands is not pre-assume that they know who the gaming audience is, and more to look into the data. Mm-hmm. Then looking into the data, then you see how like attractive and interesting this is. I see gaming as the biggest untapped market from an advertising perspective. And then basically once the brands are open to look into this direction, we can help them to build the best plan for them.
And now you are actually working in an international field because all the gaming is international. You have offices in Germany. So where does Germany stand like in the game sphere and in advertising in those games today? Are we on track with all the other countries? Are we behind? Are we a good pace?
Yeah, I mean, we're at a good pace. And I'm also myself, I'm based in Berlin. Berlin has become in the last few years one of the biggest hubs for gaming and esports, for sure, in the world, which creates a lot of opportunities for us to be based there. So that's like, you know, like the supply side. And from a demand side, the brands and agencies in Germany are becoming more and more open to innovation, to look into gaming and esports. There is companies like ESL League that is doing a lot of, that basically is very trendy now, and almost every brand and agency heard about them, which of course helps us to deliver our message. So companies like Twitch, ESL League are really educating the market and Germany and in general globally around gaming. And of course for us, it's perfect to continue what they're doing and to pitch our product.
Okay, so then we will see more about you and your company and the gaming market and the advertising within it. Thank you very much, Itamar Benedi, the CEO and founder of Ansu.
Thank you for having me here.